This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
When is the last time you told the Lord, "I love you"? And the Lord is telling us He loves us every day without even saying a word. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He put food on your table, clothes on your back. He gave you strength to make it here, to worship Him and to praise Him. And we can't even say hallelujah, because hallelujah is the highest. And when you say hallelujah, the highest praise, He get the praise, the honor, as well as the glory. We serve a good God and a gracious God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? The same God who got you up this morning is the same God that will watch you even when you fall down. And the same God is waiting on us to get out of the low lifestyle and accept all the provision that He has in store for us. Lil' Kinley don't have to tell me He loved me. I know He does, because He come and give me a hug. Without saying a word. Without saying a word. God is speaking to us about love. Last Sunday we talked about don't forget why you started. And in that message we shared how important it is to commit ourselves to the ministry God has given us. Are we committed? Are we committed to do what God has charged us to be? Have we been faithful to that commitment that we started out? I got a member here who charged me and said, "Pastor, you said you needed to talk to me about a ministry." And we had a conversation, and I asked her, "What ministry do you like?" She said, "I don't know." I said, "What do you like to do?" She said, "Well, I like working in the kitchen." I said, "Well, I got a job for you." I've got a job for you. And I'm working with her now towards that job. I don't know the last time somebody asked me, "Pastor, what do you want me to do?" We choose what we want to do. Sometimes choosing ain't proper, because there's some qualifications in being anointed and appointed. My brothers and sisters, God wants a church that is unified, not divided. Amen. He wants a church. A church will not grow when there's division. He will not bless it when there's mess. And so the Lord is simply saying, "I've got to clean stuff up." But you really don't want God to clean up the stuff, because sometimes His cleaning is permanent. Yes. Oh, yes. Now you know why we preach and we cry and we appeal. Stop me, Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to us. Because believe it or not, as believers, we are all marching towards eternity. Our salvation is a gift, but our reward is what we do in and out of the church. God has a reward for us. Salvation is a gift already paid for by Christ. Our rewards is what we do in the church and outside of the church. When we think about that,
we see what God is up to. The songwriter said, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see King Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. What is your song? What is your song? And when is the last time you sung for the Lord? God promises anchor us. His Spirit empower us. And together our faith become a beacon for those who walk beside us and those who will follow. Because we've been appointed for such a time as this. As believers, we are to press on with our hearts and eyes fixed on the Lord, not the pastor, who has promised us eternal life. Because God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. You know why? He's
able.
He's able. That song breaks me, because it made me think that it's not about me, it's about him. God is able to do just what he said he would do. Don't worry when things don't seem to be going right. He said, I'm going to do what I said I would do. He said, I keep telling you to let the Holy Spirit do the convicting. You just do the preaching. Because he's going to fulfill every promise. My brothers and sisters, as I think about all the things God has brought me through, it reignites the fire in me. I shared with you at the beginning of the year, I'm different this day. I am different. I don't know what God is doing with this black preacher, but I'm different. God has structured a plan that is designed to help us in this life. And I'm in a hurry because I have seen things that are coming quicker and faster than it's ever been before. Call me crazy. They talked about all of the prophets until something happened. My brothers and sisters, God is speaking to us. And the power of the Holy Spirit is involved in this plan. The Holy Spirit is actively working in the world today as a direct result of Jesus Christ's completed work on the cross. Jesus said, I must go away so that the Holy Spirit can come. The comforter, the promise that the Father has promised us. Because under the old covenant, the Old Testament law, the Torah, under the old, what we call the Pentateuch, all of those laws and rules and regulation had to be completed. And one thing I know about God is that he will not change his word, because he said, before my word fell, heaven and earth will pass away. And so we see all the prophetic things that God is up to in our life. The Holy Spirit ministry is understood to be the continuation of Jesus, empowering believers, revealing truth, and guiding the church in Jesus' work on earth. The Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. And the Holy Spirit is our guide, guiding us, protecting us, and sometimes redirecting ourselves for reasons we don't even understand. I don't know how I got to Louisiana, but I'm here. All the way from Dallas, Sacramento, California, but I'm here for a prophetic day and a prophetic time. God says, I sent you there for such a time as this. I hid you because the enemy wanted to destroy you. I moved you from place to place so the enemy couldn't kill you. And even when I got here, he tried to kill me, but he couldn't do it. Because God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise he made to us. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you and I. The historical text speaks of a man called Cornelius. Cornelius was a Roman, and a Roman worshiped, and the Romans worshiped multiple gods. But Cornelius, despite his position as a commander of at least 100 soldiers, abandoned the worship of the gods, little gods, for the worship of the one true God of the Jews, the true and living God. Before the coming of Christ, those outside of Israel who were brought into the covenant were required to have circumcision and follow the Jewish law. Under the Mosaic law, all Jews had to be circumcised. Even we got it, Christian. And because of that, that was a Mosaic covenant that in order for us to belong in the family, we had to be circumcised. And so due to the racial division, customs, politic, and religious practice, the Jewish people created more division between them and Gentile in later century. I love the Jewish nation, but I'm not Jewish. And yet there is a following that we all ascribe to because we are believers. We are grafted in. When Christ comes into the picture, he brings Jews and Gentiles together. You missed it. When Christ comes into the picture, he brings the Jews and the Gentiles together. When Christ comes into the picture, he brings Jews and Gentiles together. Through his crucifixion, his death, and his glorious resurrection. Even after Christ's ascension, a division between the Jewish and the Gentile Christian developed, as was seen in Paul's letter to the Galatian church. Paul said, now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, 613, imprisoned until the coming faith. Now faith is the evidence of things. Until the coming faith would be revealed unseen. I'm going to teach you. So then the law was our guardian or our keeper until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith. Now faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen, that we might be justified by faith. It ain't about your works. That's a different system. That's a reward system. We are justified. We are made right by our faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under the guardian or the keeper. For in Christ Jesus, we are all sons of God through faith. I'll shout on myself. For as many of you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. For there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male or female. For we are all one in who? Christ Jesus. It ain't about us. It's about everything he did for us.